Rashida Tlaib's new office map, Israel renamed Palestine. By Robert Krajicek on January 4, 2019. Representative Rashida Tlaib, DME, was joined by political activist Linda Sarsour during her swearing-in ceremony on as a congresswoman on Thursday in Washington, D.C. on the same day. A map in her new congressional office was photographed with an attached sticky note identifying Israel as Palestine. Someone has already made a slight alteration to the map that hangs in Rashida Tlaib's new congressional office. pic.twitter.com/moishayog4r. Hannah Alam, at Hannah Alam, January 3, 2019. Both Sarsour and Tlaib regularly express support for Palestinian nationalism and describe themselves as democratic socialists, with the former campaigning for Senator Bernie Sanders's IVT 2016 presidential campaign and the latter enjoying Sanders's endorsement during her 2018 congressional campaign. At Dem Socialists, I am official. pic.twitter.com/trioyok. Linda Sarsour, at El Sarsour, October 30, 2017. In 2015, Sarsour was a featured speaker at the 20th anniversary of the Million Man March in Washington, D.C., a National of Islam-sponsored event, with anti-Semite Louis Farrakhan delivering its headline address. Her fellow Women's March leader Tamika Mallory has described Farrakhan as the greatest of all time, later claiming white Jews, as white people, uphold white supremacy. Tlaib has framed the Palestinian cause as akin to the civil rights movement of the 1950s and 1960s. She also accused Israel of implementing separate but equal and apartheid policies. At a reception hosted by MoveOn.org after being sworn in, Tlaib called on her colleagues to impeach President Donald Trump, who she labeled the mother FR. Raucous reception for it. Rashida Tlaib at MoveOn reception near the Hill. Her closing remarks, "We're gonna impeach the motherfucker." Dave Weigel, at Dave Weigel, January 4, 2019. Democrat Rashida Tlaib during her first day as a U.S. Congresswoman. "We're going to go in and impeach the mother F. Kerr." pic.twitter.com/hg538soclub. Kyle Morris, at Real Kyle Morris, January 4, 2019. Tlaib opposes Zionism via her support for the one-state solution, which would subsume Israel within disputed territories east of the 1949 armistice line, including their Arab and majority Muslim populations. The one-state solution would end Israel's Jewish majority. She also supports the Palestinian right of return, a position which advocates for the demographic destruction of Israel's Jewish majority by permitting descendants of Arab refugees from the 1947 to 1949 Arab-Israeli War and 1967 Six-Day War to emigrate to Israel and obtain citizenship. Tlaib was unopposed by any Republican in 2018's general election for Michigan's 13th district.